You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Tim Donaldson. He is the Vice President and Managing Partner of Cookie Karma, a maker of all-natural organic and delicious cookies. Cookie Karma is available at a number of top retailers and specialty stores, including Whole Foods. Tim, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And it's about around lunchtime or a little after, so as we're hungry, tell us a little bit about Cookie Karma.
Yeah, so Cookie Karma was started back in like 2005 by my partner, Julie Novotny. She was actually studying holistic medicine at UCLA, and she was working part-time at Whole Foods. And she noticed that, so the sort of origin story is that Julie was going through some, you know, dietary experimentation, trying to figure out what was working for her. And like a lot of people, she found that when she eliminated, soy products and refined grains, that her health improved. And so she set about creating some snack foods that, you know, would be suitable for someone with a similar dietary restriction. So we've actually been sold in Southern California stores going all the way back to 2005. We make a variety of products, but really our main product is a single-serve, gluten-free, vegan cookie. We do two different types. Some of them are baked just like a traditional cookie, and then some of them are raw. So It's sort of this situation where they're very similar products, although they're kind of different, which makes us a little unique in the marketplace. We're currently sold in, you know, about 200 retail locations nationwide. Most of those are in California, and we sell products on our website as well as directly to stores, and we also have distributors in about 5 Western states.
What are some of the key benefits of the brand so far?
Well, from a product basis, I would say that if you're like me, you don't always have time to stop and eat a healthy meal. You don't always have time to prepare a healthy meal for yourself. And oftentimes when you're out and traveling and busy, your options for grabbing a healthy meal are incredibly limited. It's tough. And so the key benefits, I would say, to Cookie Karma is if you are looking for a snack or a treat, but you are trying to eat a gluten-free diet, or you don't want, soy products, or you don't want animal products in your food, it's a really great grab-and-go alternative to a lot of the other sort of more commercial products that are out there.
The response among retailers and consumers, from what I understand, is very strong. What do you think explains the success?
Well, I think that, looking at the so we have sort of, a pretty good idea who our typical consumer is. I think at the end of the day, people are really pleasantly surprised by how good the product is, because there are a lot of gluten-free and or vegan single-serve cookies on the market that are, you know, to be totally honest, kind of dry and kind of boring and, you know, just there's really nothing to it. And so I think that, you know, if people are looking for that snack, but they also want something that reminds them of what a really delicious cookie tastes like, then our chocolate chip or our chocolat are a great alternative. If you're like me and you are working all the time and running around all the time and traveling all the time, it's really challenging to get a healthy snack. There's not a lot of places where you can duck in and get some, you know, some kale and a little bit of free-range chicken, right? So our raw cookies are a really great alternative for someone who's looking for that sort of on-the-go snack that's made from real food. You know, it's not made from refined grains. It's not made from fillers. You know, our raw flavors have 6 or 7 ingredients. You can pronounce them all. They're all organic. I mean, it's real food.
Good stuff. Today we're joined by Tim Donaldson. He is the Vice President and Managing Partner of Cookie Karma, a maker of all natural, organic, and delicious cookies here on Enterprise Radio, part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tim, what are some of the flavors available? I know you hit on some of those. Some of the flavors available from Cookie Karma, and what's your personal favorite? Just curious.
Yeah, so in the holistic cookies, which are our baked cookies, which are a dead ringer for a cookie that's made with, you know, traditional flour and butter and eggs. The chocolate chip and the chocolat are really popular. Those are our two top sellers. In terms of the raw flavors, our two best sellers and my favorites are the raw lemon fig and the raw cherry cashew. The raw cherry cashew is our best-selling raw flavor, and it's my favorite. It's like I said, six ingredients. You can pronounce them all. They're all organic. It's cashews, almonds, organic Bing cherries, agave, sea salt, and ginger. And that's it. So it's a really great snack. And raw cherry cashew is my lunch, I would say, 3 days a week, because I rarely have time to sort of stop and sit down.
And very healthy as well. How do you envision the brand evolving from here?
Well, you know, one of the things that I've kind of done is we historically had kind of a mishmash of product offerings. So we currently sell eight different flavors of cookies, but really four of those make up the vast majority of our sales. We also did a sprouted buckwheat granola, which was gluten-free and vegan, just like everything else we do. We did that in three different flavors. We also did a kale cracker or chip, you might call it, which is sort of an emerging snack product in a lot of stores now, as well as an herb vegetable cracker. We've really experienced some explosive sales growth over the last 16 months. And as part of that, what we've kind of had to do is take a look at which of our products make sense for us to make in terms of the raw material cost, in terms of the packaging cost, in terms of freight costs, and in terms of demand. And so we're actually finding that instead of adding products, which a lot of people come to us and say, you should do this, you should do that, we're actually finding that, you know, starting to really focus in on the four or five or six SKUs that perform best for us and are most popular, that's helped us to sort of, you know, not only grow, but sort of, you know, maintain that growth. So when our suppliers and our distributors, send us enormous purchase orders, we're able to fulfill them, versus if we were trying to do all these different products, we'd constantly be running out of one or two or three random ingredients and then sort of scrambling to catch up. It's interesting because, you know, we have eight different flavors of cookies and we have a couple other products. A lot of small natural and or organic and or vegan food companies have a single product, or maybe they have three flavors. So for us, managing down in terms of the amount of items that we sell, that's really been my focus, or one of my focuses, I should say.
What other features do you think consumers should know about Cookie Karma?
Well, we use a really unique packaging. It's a lot thicker than what a lot of companies package their single-serve snacks in. It's more like a food bar package than it is a traditional cookie. It's not clear. It's not see-through. What this enables us to do is to have a good, healthy shelf life for our products without having to add preservatives or inject nitrogen or do some of the other things that companies do to achieve a longer shelf life. So I guess one of the key things would be you can buy one of our chocolate cookies at the store and you can put it in your cabinet or in the refrigerator, and it'll be just as good as the day we made it 6 months down the line. So it makes a great snack. I usually have three or four in my laptop bag at any time so that if I get in a pinch or if I meet someone who wants to try the product, I can give it to them. The second thing is that despite the fact that they're gluten-free and vegan, they're all really delicious. And I know that you got to take my word for it, but trust me, they're all really good. It's surprising to people. I frequently go out and demo the product in stores, and the amount of people that go, wow, that's gluten-free, I'm blown away. We use some really interesting and unusual ingredients to achieve the sort of, you know, texture and juiciness and moisture and flavor of our cookies that a lot of other brands sort of shy away from because those ingredients are expensive. So yeah, I guess just the fact that it's a really sort of stable product. It's really delicious. And again, all of our cookies, and especially the raw ones, they have heart-healthy fat and they have protein. So a lot of cookies and a lot of bars are predominantly carbohydrate with a little bit of fat mixed in. I mean, if you look at, you know, I don't want to say something negative, but if you look at, say, a Clif bar, I mean, it's a lot of grains, a lot of sugar, and it's predominantly carbohydrate. I think that science and the sort of anecdotal, you know, evidence is starting to show that you need a balanced mix of nutrients for sustained energy, right? If you're just eating pure carbohydrates, you might get a little bit of a rush, but then you're also going to get a little bit of a little bit of a crash down the line. And so the cookies are really good for sustained energy. And that's, again, that's why I sort of promote them as a great grab-and-go snack, because a lot of times you grab something when you're running around from meeting to meeting and it fills you up, but then an hour later you're kind of bonking. You don't really experience that with Cookie Karma.
Good information. How about tell our listeners where they can get more information about Cookie Karma or be in touch online and or even order some of these fabulous cookies?
Yeah, absolutely. So cookiekarma.com, cookie with a K, so K-O-O-K-I-E, karma.com. That's where you can find information about all of our cookies and other products. You can even buy them on the site. We're also on Amazon.com and Abe's Market, which is one of the larger sort of natural online retailers. If you're fortunate enough to live in California, you can get our products at the vast majority of the Whole Foods in this state, as well as Jimbo's and Mother's and Cardiff Market and Seaside Market in Cardiff and People's Co-op in Ocean Beach. We're also distributed to Whole Foods and other stores in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, Nevada. And then we're in a lot of sort of random stores throughout the East Coast. So if you shop at Organic Avenue in New York or any of the Mom's Organic Markets in the sort of D.C. Baltimore area, that's another great place to find our products. We also do a giveaway every single week on our Facebook page. So if somebody doesn't have the ability to buy us retail, it's pretty easy to. Your odds are pretty good because we only get about 100 entries every week. So that's just facebook.com/cookiekarma, or if you just search for Cookie Karma, we pop right up. And we give away products as well as T-shirts, hats, and other fun stuff like that.
It's been a pleasure to have you. He is Tim Donaldson, Vice President and Managing Partner of Cookie Karma, a maker of all-natural, organic, and delicious cookies. If you're not hungry, you probably are now. On the website of reference, go check it out and order today at cookiekarma.com. Tim, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great being here.
Likewise, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.